Rave Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's edition of Good AV. Where basically everything from sustainability to innovation to industry leadership converges. It's all good things in AV that happen on this show. So usually my show is brought to us by BTX Technologies, and they find me wonderful, incredible people to talk to. But this month, we actually, literally, the show is brought to us by BTX because I wanted to talk to some of the minds and the brains behind the company and learn a little bit more about who they are, what they do, and sort of dig into these minds, this intelligence about what's happening in our industry and what's coming. So I'm really, really lucky. I managed to secure Kim Robbins, who's the Senior Marketing Manager, and Karen Palmroth, who's the Regional Sales Manager for BTX Technologies. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And first of all, I always start with understanding who you are and sort of what the company is about, because that's, you know, people buy from people, and we like to know just a little bit about you, and then tell me about BTX and sort of, you know, what makes you more than just, as I said, you're definitely more than just a catalog of stuff. So,
Yes, we are. Thank you, Midori. Thank you again for having us. We're very excited. I'm Kim Robbins. I'm the Senior Marketing Manager at BTX. And I will admit to being in marketing for 20 years, no more than that, though. And I have been with BTX for coming up on 4 years. So it's been a really fun ride. A little background about BTX. We're a value-added distributor and manufacturer of integration products, signal processing products, and other emerging technologies. Been in business for nearly 50 years. And the past 15 years, there's been a lot of focus on bringing new technologies and products to the commercial AV and broadcast customers that we serve, which are integrators. We certainly believe that the products we bring to market are very innovative, and the value can come from a lot of different places. So we're always looking and we're listening to our customers to learn what they need. And some of the major types of products are signal processing. We've been very involved in the past couple of years in things like collaboration solutions. I mean, that's, talk about a hot topic in the AV market, lecture capture. And we're also seeing a lot of innovation in software solutions and things like IPTV. So with that little overview of BTX, I thought I would ask Karen Palmroth, who is one of our regional sales managers, to talk a little bit about some of the value that we bring to the market space in addition to just the products that we supply. So Karen, thank you for joining me as well.
Thanks, Kim. Midori, thanks so much for talking with us today. As Kim mentioned, I am one of the regional sales managers at BTX. We have an outside sales team that covers the entire country, and it's our job to discuss technologies, products, but also customers' projects and their applications, and get a good understanding of what the customers need, our customers, the integrators, and what the end users need. So our job is not only to introduce those technologies and products, but also to help value engineer and offer the best technology and the best price versus performance. And I think we have a really fantastic team, both our outside sales team, as I said, who covers the entire country, plus we have a fantastic inside sales team, and they have real world experience. So we have the people who are answering the calls and questions and helping with quotations have been in the field and understand what it's like to be an integrator. And that's how we support our customers.
Excellent. And I know from experience, after having spoke to you know, a couple of your different brands, the manufacturers, I know that you have an excellent filter. So I can vouch for the filter that BTX applies to all of the, you know, products that are out there, services that are out there. And, you know, apparently you add to that the opportunity to learn and provide education to the buyers and on, you know, how to use these products in their best possible way. So I can vouch for that. Like I said, you know, definitely some really interesting characters I've had on the show. So very fortunate that you're kind of my little filter too for the show. But, you know, my thought was when I, you know, was thinking how nice it would be to have you on the show was just sort of like you're out there, you know, those of you on the front line know you have a full pulse on what's happening. And, you know, we know right now when we think about, you know, innovation and trends that are happening in our world at large, it's, you know, there's some serious disruptive technology happening. You know, we have Uber and the sharing economy. We have students who walk into a classroom or don't walk into the classroom. They sit and they experience a classroom from thousands of miles away. They have just completely different expectations for communication and how they're going to learn. Corporations, right? Their workforce is comprised of outsourced employees and in-house, and they're all over the place. And, you know, they're trying to keep things together, their sustainability. So I'm just curious, you know, if you feel, are there major trends out there that are driving our market, that are driving products? Like, you know, what do we, you know, what's happening now and what can we expect?
Well, certainly distance learning has been a huge part of driving technology and making demands on the marketplace. And not only distance learning, but the flipped classroom, where you're seeing students taking all of their lecture information from home, and the classroom is actually the collaborative workspace, where now they're sharing, they're doing their homework, they're doing their lessons, and discussing real time with their teachers and other students. So absolutely, education has become a huge part of the technology demand, as well as corporate, as you mentioned. We have employees all over the country and around the world and in multiple buildings in the same city, and they all need to be able to discuss and collaborate and share information. And I think driving all of that is that the everything, everywhere mentality. Regardless of where I am, where I'm working, I need all of my information. I need contact with all of my coworkers, my friends, my students, my teachers. I just recently had a purchasing director say to me, I don't even need an office. All I need is my laptop, and I can do anything anywhere. So certainly that everything, everywhere mentality is what's driving so much of the technology. Mm-hmm. I think another trend we're also seeing is that we expect content to be delivered at least an overview in bite-sized pieces. And we see that sort of in simplest terms from things like Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Midori, I'm sure you know this. I mean, Twitter, where do we get our news? You know, it used to be we would, you know, of course, read all the publications. We still do that, but we want news right now, right when it comes. So Twitter has become, from a marketing standpoint, as a person who's trying to get news out there and talk about the new technologies, has become such an important part of my day. Mm-hmm. And it's become such an important part of my day to receive news. You know, there's been a lot of different conferences going on, and it's just amazing, these, you know, 50 to 100 people just sharing all these bite-sized pieces of information. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, for our industry, you know, to drill it down, thinking about the implications, you know, what, obviously this is driving technology, you know, I'm sure there's manufacturers out there going, oh gosh, this is what people want. You know, what are we seeing, like you're saying, collaborative workspace, what does that look like? What does that feel like? You know, because that's a difficult thing to achieve online, right? What are the best technologies doing to address that?
There are a lot of different solutions for collaborative technology. And I think that term means different things to different people. In some cases, it means being able to share a successful online meeting. In other cases, it means being able to share documents or share drawings. So there are definitely different requirements for what people need when they're in the online workspace. And that's it's a big challenge for companies working in that space. I believe you're already familiar with Mersive. the Colorado-based software development company. They are in the collaborative workspace with a software product, which is very different from what were other products that we're seeing in the marketplace. And software gives you some possibilities that you're not going to see in hardware-based solution. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, how many times do you get updates to a software product that you own? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Microsoft or Apple or Office or video editing software, you're constantly getting updates with new features. Mm-hmm. So when you look at a collaborative product that's software-based, as people say, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I could do X? A company like Mersive can say, great, I'll add that feature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're seeing, especially in the education space, those requests, and we're seeing those changes made.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it, you know, there's some leeway with budget there, right? When it's a software solution. That's agile, right, and can adapt. So thinking about, you know, like a collaborative workspace and the everything everywhere, you know, you're talking about bite-sized pieces. Is there any specific manufacturer or technology out there that you think is really kind of getting that and jumping on it, and what makes them special? You know, what makes that unique?
Certainly from a uniqueness comes from the software aspect, as I mentioned, and I think Mersive is at the top of the list as far as understanding innovations, understanding trends, and I think a lot of that comes from having a visionary leader like Christopher Janes. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, not all companies can claim to have such vision at the very top of their leadership. And even in the corporate workspace, you're seeing demand for simpler features, simpler functionality. There's always been a tie between the commercial space and the personal space as far as technology goes. If you can do something at home, you expect to be able to do something in the workplace. If you can hop on your laptop and talk with your family across the country on Skype, why should it be so difficult to go into your company, into a conference room, and make a video teleconferencing call?
That's a great point, right? I mean, if you think about that, that's one of the things that I talk about is the shift in expectations, right? That, you know, we are content creators. We are, you know, drivers of an experience. I mean, we can control what we watch at night, right? And we don't have to take programming that somebody's handed to us. So you think about how that translates to a student's expectations in the classroom. And I've spoke to before, you know, Reach Technologies about, you know, kind of lecture capture and the ability for a student to, I mean, they're not supposed to, but, you know, to fast forward through parts of a lecture where it's like, yeah, I already got that. And like you're saying, the flipped classroom, right? So, you know, kind of being able to take that content and use it in the way that they want to and really drive the experience. What about right now? I mean, if you talk like hot technologies, like right now, what are your buyers looking for as far as like, you know, this is like the thing we have to have. Is there anything in particular, if you're thinking through your catalog and, you know, what you have to offer, is there any one thing that is like the item?
Getting information on the network is critical, which is certainly more easily done with some products than others. You gave Reach as an example. Reach is sort of the perfect example of getting information on the network. The entire system is designed to make lectures, presentations, training sessions available to anyone anywhere because it's network friendly. So I would say the one technology is product over IP. And that's a huge challenge for the AV market space because bandwidth is at a premium, and the AV and IT people need to work together to make sure that quality expectations are met, yet they can work within the network infrastructure. So I would say one of the hottest things that are requested right now is, how do we get that information on the network? How do we do it with partnership with the IT staff? And how do we make it easy for the customer to use? Because again, they have that Skype expectation, right? Everything's going to be simple and easy, and they want it delivered where and when they need it. And again, Reach being a great example, because if you have the ability to capture an entire presentation and deliver it on demand to a student or a professor or an HR department for a training session, or to a CEO to review, presentations that his staff is out in the field giving, these are invaluable tools.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think so. Really, what it is, it's about being accessibility, right? So we need our content to be accessible, and it needs to be accessible quickly, immediately. Yes. So are you seeing anybody do this really well? Do you like Reach? Do you see it on the client side? Like somebody who's really kind of got a handle on this?
I would say one of the great delivery solutions we're offering right now, and actually almost for a year now, especially when you're talking about demand from the client side, is a system from Visionary Solutions. Mm-hmm. So they have the ability to capture and deliver video assets, any type of video assets, any resolution, to any IPTV capable device, which includes computers, laptops, and mobile devices. Mm-hmm. So it allows a company or an institution to effectively manage all the video assets so that the user can say, I need to see this now. Mm-hmm. I need to review this video. I need to watch this program. I need to attend this training video, while still giving the corporation or the facility the ability to manage all those assets. Because obviously, certain people should only see certain things, right?
Yes.
So much of management is user and asset management. Mm-hmm. And while you may want it to be easy for someone sitting at their desk to watch, obviously you only want them watching the appropriate things.
Right.
So Visionary Solutions has come up with a fantastic end-to-end system to do all of that encoding, all of the management, and all of the decoding.
Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of speaking with a Visionary probably 6 months ago, but that was a really great talk. You know, we really talked about disruptive technologies, and you know, I was joking with him about being the Uber of video. You know, like it's a different. And I mean, and I know that that's a low bandwidth solution, right? Because, like you said, that's, well, low bandwidth and also low infrastructure requirement, right? Because it's video over, instead of having to like cabling, you know, they're using an existing infrastructure. But I'll tell you, it's so funny because, you know, it seems like to me, one of the things more and more is, you know, we're not fighting for physical space and physical infrastructure, but we're sure looking for space in that virtual infrastructure. You know, bandwidth is like, I mean, it's going to be the next gold, right? Like, you know, and trying to get your space on the network. And, you know, it's just, it's remarkable to me how our, you know, I think it's Nielsen's law. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but, you know, Nielsen's law is, you know, you basically, our data requirements double every year. I mean, it's incredible when you see, or it's like 1.5 times every year, what we needed the year before. So I'm sure you're seeing a lot of that out there with your clients.
Absolutely. And thankfully, the network efficiency is increasing as well. So we not only have gigabit Ethernet, we have fiber backbones, we have more capable managed switches to balance traffic. We have load balancers. We have all the things we need to make sure that the right information can get to the right place at the right time without creating bottlenecks or taking down phone systems.
Yeah, exactly. I know. We are, I mean, in almost everything we do, you know, is just reliant upon that same network. And it's a little, I run into this from the hotel and hospitality world. You know, it's trying to divvy up who gets what is always like a little bit of a political battle. And there's an educational process as where for the as well for buyers. I find that they struggle with that as well. So just kind of any, you know, sort of final thoughts on, you know, things that we should be aware of, you know, that the industry should be kind of keeping an eye out for, something that can help them to be better educated buyers or cool and interesting. That's always fun.
Absolutely. Of course, so many trends can be kept up with on the internet. Obviously, we've got a million newsletters and blogs. We've got Twitter. We have fantastic trade shows that bring product not only to attendees, but to an entire international audience, both real time and after the fact. But we have things like crowdsourced projects that allow small companies with fantastic, innovative ideas to not only get noticed, but to get funding that allows them to bring their products to market. Mm-hmm. And the more we see things like innovative software products, the more we see open source projects, the more we see the use of open standards. Mm-hmm. Part of our world is by our world, I mean the AV world, part of that is closed and proprietary, and that has its space. Uh-huh. But there are also a lot of open standard products that allow collaboration in a different way, and those are important as well. So we're constantly keeping our eye out for things that will bring the best technology, the best value, and new and interesting features. And I think a lot of that in the upcoming years is going to be software-based. Mm-hmm. Not all of it, because it doesn't always work that way, but I think a lot of things are going to be software-based, and we've got our eye on a number of software developers.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, you know, thinking about crowdsourcing and, a lot of the innovation seems to come not necessarily from industry incumbents, right? This is coming from, like you said, you know, smaller startups who see a need or see an opportunity like, oh, you know, here's something that could be done. And we as an AV industry need to be aware of, I think, sort of the bigger world out there and, solutions that may not seem like an audiovisual industry, you know, necessarily solution. In the video world, you know, and like you said, the open source and open standards, that's a biggie, you know, so I think that's an excellent point, just to kind of raise the awareness there and be listening, right, and learning and always stay educated. And, I always tell people, you know, read what you can outside of our industry as well, right? Like Wired Magazine. We should all be reading Wired Magazine because
absolutely,
there's a generation of makers out there who are doing some really incredible stuff with the Internet of Everything or the Internet of Things. I think, you know, it's a good point that, you know, kind of looking at crowdsource projects and paying attention to software and some of the smaller companies that may be out there. But then again, that's what BTX is for, right? Because you guys are doing that.
We are.
Absolutely. We're doing it. We're keeping the integrators we work with as informed as possible. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones who bring everything together and make the system work.
That's right. So Kim, what we're just about done here, but I'm curious, you know, maybe you have some suggestions on your educational resources, or I don't know if you have possibly events or webinars,
sure.
or what you would suggest.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. We do. Our website, www.btx.com, has a whole series of videos that we have on many, many different of the technologies that Karen discussed in the past 15 minutes. We also have a webinar at least once a month, but we have just, as you I'm sure are well aware of, jumped into show season. Next week, we're going to have Infocom Connections. We've got NAB. I think every one of our major integrators has some sort of an event this spring. And then, of course, Infocom in June. And there's no better opportunity to see and feel and touch and play and get demos than any of these events. We are trying to make sure that we always have live demonstrations of all these different solutions so that our integrators have that opportunity to actually play with some of this technology that, you know, is in the grand scheme of things, a bit newer.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Great. Well, I definitely encourage everyone to check that out and take advantage of these opportunities, because there's no, I think, greater strength in being educated, or no greater advantage. It's empowerment. So anyways, that's basically it. Unless you have anything else to add, just really wanted to thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Midori. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.